Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which J. Kumar Infra Projects has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning J. Kumar Infra Projects' business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta, MD, J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nalin Gupta, Managing Director of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited. On behalf of J. Kumar Infra Projects Limited, I warmly welcome you all to our Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. Joining me today are Kamal Gupta, Managing Director, Mr. Vasant Savla, CFO, and our investor relations partner, Marathon Capital. I trust you have all had the opportunity to review our earnings presentations and press release available on the stock exchange and our corporate website. Q1 FY27 has commenced on a positive note, with the company recording a revenue growth of 2% over the corresponding quarter of the previous year. While margins moderated during the quarter, this was primarily attributable to the timing-related factors and the evolving mix of projects under execution. Importantly, our balance sheet remains strong, and liquidity continues to be adequate, ensuring operational resilience. At the same time, growth during the quarter was tempered by external factors, including the U.S.-Iran war and, most notably, the restrictions imposed by the BMC on water usage at construction sites. This temporary ban has slowed progress on certain projects, impacting near-term execution schedules. The quarter has also reinforced the strength of our order pipeline, with significant inflows already booked and a healthy bid pipeline. We are confident of sustaining momentum in order intake. This positions us well to accelerate execution in the coming quarters, supported by expanding capabilities across our core verticals. Now, coming to the financial performance, consolidated performance highlights for Q1 FY27: revenue from operations for Q1 FY27 increased by 2% to 1,511 crores as compared to 1,484 crores in Q1 FY26. EBITDA for Q1 FY27 moderated by 1% to 215 crores as compared to 217 crores in Q1 FY26. EBITDA margin for Q1 FY27 stood at 14.1% as compared to 14.6% in Q1 FY26. PAT for Q1 FY27 moderated by 6% to 97 crores as compared to 103 crores in Q1 FY26. PAT margin for Q1 FY26 stood at 6.4% as compared to 7% in Q1 FY26. Net debt as on June 30, 2026, stood at -45 crores. Working capital days for Q1 FY27 stood at 103 days as compared to 99 days for FY26. Total order book as on 30th June 2026 stood at 22,246 crores. The order book comprises elevated corridors and flyovers of 48%, roads and road tunnels of 20%, metro projects elevated and underground at 9%, others 23%. We can now begin with the questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I wanted the execution status on a few big-ticket projects. How is the execution going on in Chennai project?
Yeah, hi Vaibhav. The Chennai project, we have four packages of central government and one package of state government. So the state government project was costing 580 crores, which is like almost 60-65% completed. So we plan to hand over it by March 2027, the work should be completed. It is going in full swing. And the four packages of National Highway Authority costing 3,570, even that projects are going very well, Mr. Vaibhav. And like, you know, the timeline has been extended in, than the initially stipulated time. So we plan to complete that by December 28 now.
And how much we have already done in terms of percentage execution?
Percentage execution of Chennai is around 20%.
So we are confident to complete it by December 28.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this extension was due to? Why did you give the extension?
Extension was basically due to, like, you know, this the whole project is out of 25 kilometer, 21 kilometer is in the river, Kovam River. So in Kovam River, there are some restrictions by the State Department. So that was the reason it has gone ahead. And the NHAI has already given us the extension for that.
Okay, okay. So secondly,
like for that delay, I'm sorry, like, you know, however, for the delayed thing, we have also taken prolongation cost from them and they have paid us that as well.
Okay, so no impact on the margins.
No impact on the margins, yeah.
So secondly, on the Anand Nagar project in Mulund, so how is the work going on over there? How much we have done and what is our targeted completion date?
So Anand Nagar project, the scheduled completion as per government is November 28, and we are well within time. Like, of course, the initial 2.5 kilometers stretch of NHAI was not handed over because of that between NHAI and MMRDA. There's some decision to be taken for toll and all. So we had a meeting last week and it is sorted now. So we had got that 3 kilometer also out of 8.5 kilometer. So all other places the work is going very good, at very good pace. We have completed around 15% in Anand Nagar Saket, and we intend to complete the same in scheduled date of October 28, this project.
Can the same for GMLR?
So GMLR project is in full swing. We have yesterday we completed 2,000 rings of casting. That's around 4 kilometer of tunnel has been casted in the casting yard, and the first TBM is ready for launch for drilling in the ground physically. So we are just waiting for a confirmation from the political team, Chief Minister and DCM. So as soon as we get a go ahead, anytime Monday or Tuesday, whatever date they give, we are ready from 31st to launch. So the machine is fully ready, and the second tunnel boring machine is also in advanced stage of getting assembled. So in the next 2 months time, we should be able to launch that machine also. So, and we have
already... Earlier we were targeting closer to 25% execution in 27. So yeah. Where are we on that side?
So the project got initially delayed because of the tree cutting permission and land acquisition issues, which is now fully obtained and everything is in control. So with that, we are eligible for 2 years extension. But still, our internal target when we speak of is June 29th. So by June 29th, we intend to complete the project internally. But say December 29th max is what we'll be going ahead. So that 2 years delay has been brought down to 1 year, in short.
So by the client, the completion will be, completion date is December 29, according to client, after extension.
As per the original contract, it is November 28.
Okay.
But as the client didn't hand over the site and the requisite permission for the tree cutting, which is beyond control of the contractor, because it was requiring Supreme Court permission, we got the permission in August 25, just 10-11 months back. And the team has done a commendable job of getting the TBM ready, and we'll be drilling. So we are entitled for 2 years extension, but we won't be requiring it is what I'm trying to say. That we are preponing the schedule, and by June 29 is what we are, with a 7 month extension, we intend to complete the project, and max December 29. So it will be less than 2 years timeline delay has been reduced to at least 1 year we have already covered. And we are trying our best to do it in the original time period.
Okay, sir. So with the, in worst case, the timeline would be November 30 as per the creation of 2 years of extension.
No, November 29. Sorry, November 29, max.
No. If the client, if we take the 2 years that they are willing to give, then the completion date would be November 30.
Yes. But we won't be requiring in any case. We have made a crash program, and that's how, because you know the work which had to be done in 18 months, we have done in 10 months. So the TBM was as per the key dates. It had to be done 18 months from the date of site handing over, which we are completing in 10-11 months, and the TBM will be launched. It's ready to launch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, lastly on order inflow side, the first quarter has been very strong.
Yeah.
Even yesterday we announced the order. So our roughly announced orders till date are roughly around 5,500. So for the entire year, what are we targeting?
So currently, as you can see, for the Q1, we stand at a number of 5,500 crores. 5,500 crores till today. And and there is an L1 position of 1,500 crore for the Delhi Metro underground project. So that makes it 7,000 crores. So that we expect in, because it is having some international funding from the World Bank. So there is some clearances which is expected. So currently standing at say 7,000 crore, we had given a target of 8 to 10,000 crore for this year, which we are quite optimistic that we'll achieve that target for sure.
And when this DMRC order is likely to be converted? In Q3?
I think in Q2, not even Q3. We have just gone with Q1, so Q2 you will surely get that order.
And the lastly one, guidance for revenue growth for this year?
So we are expecting a revenue growth, the target that we had given of 15% on the last year's top line. So that's close to around 6,500 crores. So that we are quite optimistic that we'll achieve this target.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you very much, Vaibhav.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Mr. Aditya.
Thank you, sir. Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I just had a few queries. The L1 1500 crore which we have, that would be excluding the order book that we have right now.
Yeah, so 5,500 does not include the Delhi Metro 1500 crore job that we are speaking of. Adding that makes it 7,000 crores.
So order book right now is
that's L1.
22,000 is the order book as on June 30th. Plus we have 5,500 crores. 1,000 crores where we are. We already got the order day before yesterday, and 1,500 additional L1.
Understood, sir. The revenue guidance is at 15%, close to roughly 6,500 crores, and order inflow guidance would be at 10,000 crores. Just confirming, sir, on that front.
Yeah, that's right.
And on the better margin front, what sort of margins are you expecting over here?
We'll be doing 14 to 15% of the better margin.
14 to 15%, sir. Understood. If I have to look at the bid pipeline, what would be the bid pipeline that you have right now, and you know, if you could throw some color on the how that is, you know, sort of spread in terms of segment or region, what are you targeting?
But we already bidded for around 2,000 crores of projects.
Yeah, and in the near future, there is around 50,000 to 1 lakh crore job of worth of jobs that that's coming, which is mainly from MSRDC, Shaktipet corridors, the Uttan Virar corridor that the MMRD is going to come up with around 50,000-60,000 crores. And various others, NHAI and the other flyovers and DMRC contracts and metro jobs. So there is around close to 50,000 to 1 lakh crore worth of jobs that we should be able to explore in the coming 9 months to 12 months.
Understood, sir. On the capex part, what would be the capex done in the Q1, and you know, what sort of guidance are you sort of expecting for only 27 and 28?
Yeah, so capex we have done for Q1, we have done capex of 34 crores.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And 27, 28, what any number that you have in mind for the CapEx that you're expecting?
That's what, 1 year. 100 crore per year. That was this year. So, yeah, Mr. Vaidya. So, it's like, you know, as we were told before also, including this Chennai and GMLR, we were saying like 250 crores for these 2 years plus 100 crores per year of your maintenance capex. So, for these coming 2 years also, it will be that way only. So, 100 crores maintenance capex will be there. And out of 250, we have already done part of it last year. So, under 100 crores for these 2 years. So, say 150 for each year.
Okay. Yeah. Understood, sir. And just on the, what would be the gross debt and the debt equity ratio over here?
Gross debt
equity is 0.24.
Pardon, sir?
Gross debt equity is at 0.24.
0.24. Understood, sir. And the net working capital days, so what would be that for the June month?
Net working capital is 103 days.
103 days. So, understood. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Vedant Kabra from AVN Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Vedant.
Yes, Mr. Vedant.
Yes, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I just had one question. Given the strong wins, you've given a revenue guidance of 15% for this fiscal. So I wanted to know if there are any specific bottlenecks, be it in terms of approvals, working capital, manpower, that have to clear for us to hit that target. I wanted to understand like what has changed operationally in the last year to fix whatever that caused the FY26 flatness, so we don't see another year of a growing order book but flat revenue. And the reason why I'm asking this is because the order book is roughly 22,000 crores. And last year's quarter one con call guidance was of 15% top line growth as well. And yet revenue was flat and 2% this quarter. So I just wanted to understand your take on this.
So Vedant, I would like to highlight on this that as you are rightly saying that we had a strong order book, but unfortunately the new orders that we bagged in 2024, by March 24, in the, that year, it was basically the 2 years, that is GMLR, VDCR, Chennai Elevated Corridor, these projects which we had backed, including Orange Gate, which got cancelled. So there were some big ticket size projects which did not take off due to the land acquisition issues, tree cutting permissions and finalization of GAD. Like in the current year also, if you see, we have backed in the current quarter, we have backed orders of nearly around 5,500 crores. So out of that, the initial period where the GAD finalization has to happen, the utility land acquisition issues, unfortunately this takes, sometimes it happens faster, sometimes it takes a bit longer time. So last year and 25 and 26, in this period, this process took a hell lot of time. And that's how we could not get the revenue like GMLR, Chennai, VDCR. All these projects could not see the light of sun. But now all these projects, we can see that GMLR has gone to 26% and in next 2 years, we'll finish the whole tunneling. So close to around 3,000-4,000 crore worth of top line will be achieved from that project. So it is a very momentary thing which happens. And currently there is VDCR which is little bit slow. And we expect that in a month or 2 months max time, we will be able to push that project also fully on track because the GAD is finalized, the land acquisition processes are done. So it should be taking off in a month or 2 months. From quarter three, we should be able to see good push in that project as well.
Okay, got it, sir. So basically, all in all, it was a temporary issue in terms of execution.
Yes, because you can see that all the projects are live, intact, and it's just a matter of time for starting those projects. Kabhi-kabhi bahut, means it happens in a 6 month span and sometimes it has taken like in the current 2 years, Q1 and the last year's time, we lost because of the approvals and clearances from the government. And there is a positive upside COS also that is happening in VDCR. So such kind of things, they take little bit time, where the projects in the conception stage are not fully done as what was required. So when the public hearings and all other opinions are taken, the project is for ages, for 100 years ahead. So they take some time to finalize, but there is no insecurity involved in those order books. That's what I'm just trying to put.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you, Vedant.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Dhanjay from Centrum Broking, Mumbai. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, our depreciation in this quarter has come down from Q4 level. So, I mean, last quarter we have indicated that due to the capex which we have done, so run rate will be about 65 crore each quarter. So why it has come down this quarter?
See, the depreciation has not gone down. At the year end, when we took the stock taking of the certain, all the plant and machinery, there were certain machinery which were not usable. So we have depreciated that at the year end. So that is why in Q4 the depreciation is higher. However, if you see the other quarters, it is steady.
So what will be the run rate for the full year in terms of depreciation? Is 50 crore or 60 crore for quarterly?
No, right now it is at 50 crores. It will increase to 60 crores because once the TBM is starting in the next 2-3 days or so, the TBM of 300 crores will be capitalized, which right now is being shown as capital work in progress. So that will be capitalized and this will add to the depreciation for the year. And plus, if you see, last year we have done capitalization of almost 480 crores. So the full impact of that also will be felt in current year.
Got it. And sir, what is the status of Vadhavan project? It is starting for next quarter?
Yeah, Mr. Ganjay. So Vadhavan project, already mobilization is going on in full swing, but because of rains, not much can be done. And there are some land acquisition to be done by the government. So that land acquisition is going on. Our mobilization of offices is going on. The surveys have been done. Tree cutting permissions have been obtained from forest. We have started the tree cutting. Lot of trees to be cut and lot of trees to be transplanted. So all these activities are started full swing. So after rains, the actual excavation and this work will be started only in October.
Okay. Until that time, we will have clearance from government. To start the project.
Yeah, so government clearance is like government has to acquire some location, some land, so that acquisition is going on. There we have got the permission from Forest Department for tree cutting, so the permissions are going on. Utility shifting work we have started. So all these things will be going parallel. And actual like excavation earthwork will start in October.
Okay. On capex part, you said 100 crore will be maintenance capex and 250 crore additional capex for the new order.
So that was for 2 years. Yeah, for so 1 year it is done. So another 100 crores for this, 150 crores in each year, including
150 plus 100. So 150 plus 100, so 250 each year for next 2 years, right?
No. 150 each year for next 2 years.
So including the maintenance capex.
Including the maintenance capex. Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah, unless until you get some another big project and wherein the capex requirement is higher.
So whatever we have got till date, including this L1 and all that, we are comfortable with the current level of machinery, right?
Yes, you are right.
And sir, what is the working capital position in terms of overall receivable data, inventory and all that?
Working capital cycle right now is at 103 days, right?
We have said that it is 103 days working capital.
And what is your fund-based limit, sir? Fund-based, non-fund-based limit?
Fund-based limit is 1,300 crores. Out of that, 530 crores is term loans and balance 800 crores is CC.
Okay. Or non-fund-based?
Non-fund-based is 5,000 crores.
Okay. And how much we have utilized from the non-fund-based?
So, fund-based is 39% utilized, non-fund-based 65%.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that is all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Most of questions has been answered. Just to check in terms of now the first quarter is muted and still we are maintaining a 15% growth on the revenue front for this year. So kind of in next three quarters we need close to a 20% kind of execution growth. So just wanted to confirm that in Q2 itself we can then start seeing that kind of a run rate, or maybe the second half could be then the requirement will may go to a 23-24%. So that way one can look at.
So yeah, Shravan, it's like, you know, as rightly told by you, H2 will be more visible because even the new projects what we've got, as I told you, even the Vadhavan project, the revenue will start kicking off only from quarter 3, that is H2. So the new projects what we have bagged, even that will add to the top line. So from Q2, H2. So H2 will see more, but even Q2 will be better. It's not that Q2 will be flat. Even Q2, the growth should be there. So overall, by the year end, 15% plus is very much achievable.
Okay, okay. And even for FY28, kind of a 7,500 crore kind of a revenue that we were looking at, so that is also can be doable.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
and then for 27 also, we will achieve a 15% growth year on year. Because we, as you see, we have sufficient order book on hand now. So all these works are started, so we'll get this top line of 15% growth in 27 as well, 28 also.
Okay, okay. So roughly the 5,500 crore odd that we have got this year, so this year in terms of the broadly, if I have to look at maybe a 500 crore kind of a revenue can contribute the new orders that we have bagged this year, and then next year will be the full-fledged revenue can start.
Yeah, it can be 500 or 400 or 600, that depends. Like, but of course, good revenue will come out of this new orders also in this year as well.
Yeah, and on the margin front, can the next year, can we see a kind of a close to a 15%, because we were looking at it can inch up to 15 to 16% maybe in 1 to 2 years. So FY28, can we start seeing a closer to a 15% kind of a margin?
So, Shravan, if you see, like, you know, we don't work without margins. So, if in this last year also, when there was no growth also, we ensured that margins of 14% EBITDA is maintained. And going forward, our focus is also to increase by a notch, 100 basis point more, like to, instead of 14 to 15, 15 to 16%. So, we are on that, and we of course intend to improve our EBITDA margin by 1% or 0.5% going ahead, no doubt.
And sir, this year, particularly next 6 months, by March, can we see whatever the opportunity that we are seeing close to a kind of a 50,000, 1 lakh odd crore, how much out of that likely to be awarded? So I was trying to understand that 7,000 crore including L1, we are there. So is it a higher probability that this number in terms of the inflow for us could be a 12,000-13,000 crore this year?
So we have already given you a figure of 8,000 to 10,000 crore, which we have told that yes, we are quite optimistic that we'll cross this figure. And exactly, we don't restrict ourselves to not bag orders about 10,000 crores. So last year we didn't have a very great number that we could book in terms of order book. So we really don't want to overcommit. We want to over-deliver and then speak. So 7,000 crore, you can see, is the result of Q1 with, of course, the L1. So 10,000 crore is what we are giving as of now. But yes, J. Kumar has the potential to take orders up till 15,000, 20,000 crores also, given at our margin. So it's all a very relative number. So let's talk. I think after Q2, it would be a better time when we can speak about it. Thank you.
Yes. True. Now, I was trying to understand that whatever the big projects are there, 50,000 to 1 lakh crore.
Yeah, Shravan, it's like, you know, yeah. These projects, they are in pipeline, waiting for, like, right now, For Virar Uttam, they got this clearance from MoRTH about the merging locations and all. They had a meeting last week only along with this Anandnagar Saket. So, you know, all these things are there. So, this pipeline, these works are going to come. But, you know, it can defer by 3 months, 6 months. That's not in our hands, right? So, all these big projects in pipeline, we have a focus on that. But it can only get converted when the project comes, it's bidded, and then, you know, when we get it. So, it takes some time. You know, maybe not in this year, so maybe it goes in next year.
So, I think right now, the company has bagged a very decent order of 7,000 crores. And we are very optimistic that we'll reach 10,000 plus sort of picture. So I think let's keep this point here, and as we reach Q2 or Q3, we'll be in a better position to speak.
Yeah, and sir, lastly on the working capital and debt front, so can we see, so this quarter obviously slightly the debtor days may have increased, but overall, there is how much one can look at in terms of the working capital level and even the gross debt also. This quarter we have seen a kind of a 200 crore plus kind of increase versus a March. So the gross debt also will remain here, or it will again come back to a 600 odd crore kind of a number?
So first of all, Shravan, you asked me about what was the first point?
Working capital.
CC, we have been always saying we maintain a working capital days of 120. But if you see now, we are at 103. So we have improved wherever we get chance. You see, like, you know, we do improve ourselves. So instead of 120, it's like, you know, 103 now. So if it's anything, it will be like 110, not much going forward, it looks like. And secondly, on the gross debt, our gross debt right now is 840, which is basically because of your, mainly because of the term loan. We have got this big TBM and like the capex for the Chennai
other
project.
Related TBM projects are also, so, capex are also being done.
So that is the major reason. So, you know, if this, we are not increasing our working capital much. So, going forward, as we keep repaying this term loan, it keeps reducing. So we don't expect it to go further above from then, this 840.
And lastly, Vizag monetization, when can we see this 106 odd crore kind of a number that we will be realizing, and whenever it will get realized, let's say in a Q3 or a Q4, how one can look at in terms of the P&L kind of a, will be booking how much kind of a exceptional gain in that particular quarter?
So, we are expecting a good upside on this Vizag project what we have taken. We have already done a deal, but like, you know, money is yet to flow. We have already done a deal of 180 crores of 30 acres land. So, like, you know, this should be done in this Q2, Q3 only. So, I think like we are then above the break-even point. So, there is no point, no issues.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, last year, as of March 26, our gross block, if you look at the gross block, it was around 2450, and there was CWIP of 300 crores. So this year, that will be converted entirely, plus we will be adding another 150 crores, right?
Yes, the CWIP of 300, as I said, in a week or so, the TBM will start. So that 300 crore CWIP will get capitalized. And then whatever during the year maintenance capex has to be done, that will be done. So that will add to that.
Okay. So secondly, if you look at the other income in first quarter, it was quite high at 19 crores versus last year's number. So could this be a recurring number, or we may see some reduction?
No, this will be a recurring number going ahead.
So this higher other income is driven by higher cash level?
See, what has happened is that whatever surplus money we have invested that in debt securities till the time the money is put into use. So this revenue, if you see, one is the margin we have to keep with the bank for our non-fund-based facility. So that margin is kept in the form of FD, which provides interest income. So bulk of it is that only.
Okay. And then lastly, tax rate was higher at 30% in first quarter, 29.7. So how do you see it for the entire year?
Can you repeat the question, Michael?
tax rate was higher at 29.7% in first quarter. So how do you see it for the entire year?
So for the entire year, it will be reducing because it is at this point of time, based on available information, we have done it. And as I said, 300 crores TBM, once we capitalize, it will give shelter to the tax and the rate will automatically come down.
It should be similar to last year's rate, FY20?
Yeah, more or less it should be similar.
Okay, and the last year gross debt is roughly 840 odd crores as of June.
Yes.
It has increased from March levels from
yes.
580 odd crores. How
yes.
do you see it by March end? Do we see some reduction or it should be at similar levels?
Yes, as Kamalji has already said that as we go on repaying this term loan, the debt level will be coming down and even working capital debt level will also be coming down. This is because of the TBM. In the last week of June only, TBM last installment was paid and term loan has risen because of that. So there is no further material term loan that we are going to take during this coming period.
So we foresee this like less than 800 crores by the year, not more.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So lastly, what would be the mobilization advance right now and the interest-bearing portion?
Mobilization advance, interest-bearing portion is 470 crores.
And the total amount?
Total is 470.
Right. Entirely it is interest-bearing?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what would be the ballpark interest rate?
Interest rate is varying interest rate from 8.5 to 11%.
It's like, you know,
okay.
usually it's MCLR plus 3%, plus so it's like around 8.5 to 9.5, 10. I don't think anything is about 10. Nothing about 10.
Okay. So it is quite higher. So what would be our interest rate on the borrowings?
9 to 10%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Varun Agarwal, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to ask, apart from the Vardhman project of the 6 new projects that we have bagged, which of the projects have substantial land acquisition?
Land acquisition, I don't think any project apart from Vardhman, Mr. Varun. So Vardhman is a project because it's a greenfield project. So this land acquisition issue is there. But otherwise, I don't think any other project apart from Vardhman.
Raghun Bridge also has some land acquisition issues, but it's like part portion of it, not even like
20%. All right, sir. Thank you. Best of luck. That's all.
And Vardhman also, it's like, you know, after this rains will be starting the tunneling and all because we have some tunnel portion also. So it's not that the land acquisition is in the entire stretch. But initial stretch of this is 32 kilometer long. So initial I think around 6-7 kilometer stretch from the port, there is some land acquisition issue. Not in the entire stretch.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Ms. Ford.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chandramouli, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I asked you the same question last time also. Your market cap of the company is about 3,800 crores, which is less than 10 PE. You also have a net cash. Your balance sheet is very strong. Why don't you think of some buyback? You know, it gives value to you as well as the stakeholder.
So currently, Chandraji, if you see that we have backed certain orders and there is a lot of capital infusion that the company is doing and for the capex. So currently, we also understand and we know that it's a highly lucrative thing to go in for, you know, clipping or acquisition or whatever you call it. But currently, we are just waiting for some time. But yes, it's on our cards.
Okay. What is your net debt, sir? Net debt?
Net debt is minus 45.
Net debt is 0.01%. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please consider, sir, if it is possible. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Thomas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Over the last few years, we invested heavily in TBMs and there was a lot of CapEx. So has that CapEx spend ended now? What is the expected CapEx over the next 3-4 years?
So, Mr. Thomas, it's like as we told before also, we have some maintenance CapEx, like, you know, that is 100 crore per year. It's not, it's a routine maintenance CapEx. But whenever we get any big project now, like this GMLR project required a big CapEx of like, you know, 400 crores because of this big TBM. Also, the Chennai project, which was the first of its kind in India, first road-on-road project, we required special gantries and special launchers. So we had a CapEx of around 350-400 crores there. So apart from this, if you see all other projects does not require big CapEx because they are repeat things and we already have that CapEx or the equipment and stuff like that for with the company. So going forward also for coming 2 years, we don't foresee any big CapEx coming in apart from this 150 crores year, per year as we told before. But unless and until we get some big other project wherein some new equipments are to be utilized, maybe then that time the CapEx will be required.
Okay. But, and so you had also initiated like a fundraise. Is that now you're not looking at that anymore?
Not for the moment.
Okay. So not in the moment. Okay. And lastly, over the call, I've been hearing that all the last year was there was a lot of clearances that you needed and all that you received.
Hello. We have lost you, Mr. Thomas. Hello.
The line for Thomas has dropped. We move on to the next participant. The next question is from the line of Dinesh Karwa from Kirti Creation. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Dinesh.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I have two questions. The first one is, what is the exact LOA status for MMRDA, so RTOS, Anoska, or Delhi Metro project? So we are batting, it's not the LOA anymore. Second one is, haan, sir.
आपकी आवाज ब्रेक हो रही थी दिनेश जी, तो आप वापस थोड़ा रिपीट करेंगे एमएमआरडी का क्या पूछा आपने?
सर, एमएमआरडी ने जो अपना लास्ट जो फरवरी में मतलब जैसे आया था तो जो ऑर्डर था ना मतलब 8 और 10 का कुछ उसमें एलओए नहीं मिला, मतलब अभी तक तो क्या उसमें कोई दिक्कत हुई थी क्या, वो कोई कैंसिल हो गया क्या हो गया?
नहीं, वापिस
काम की बात कर रहे हैं एमएमआरडी की,
आपकी आवाज ब्रेक हो रही है सर।
एमएमआरडी के कौन से वर्क की बोल रहे दिनेश जी?
सर, वो जो दो ऑर्डर थे ना जिसमें कुछ 2200 करोड़ का था और कुछ ऐसे 8 और 10 नंबर के कुछ प्रोजेक्ट थे, मतलब जो मेट्रो में बनते हैं ना जो आप देते हैं उसमें मैं देख रहा हूँ उसका एलओए अभी तक नहीं मिला। एलओए था, इंटेंट मिल गया लेकिन एलओए नहीं मिला।
देर इज नो एनी ऑर्डर ऑफ एमएमआरडी विच इज ऑन होल्ड फ्रॉम आर फॉर अस, इट मे बी फॉर समबडी एल्स।
अभी एक ही ऑर्डर बाकी है डीएमआरसी की 1500 करोड़ की, जो अभी हमें लास्ट 1-1.5 महीने पहले मिला था।
सर, वो दिल्ली मेट्रो का तो आप अभी 1500 बोल रहे, लेकिन ज्यादा कुछ समय आया था ना उसमें 1700 करोड़ कुछ डिक्लेरेशन।
Yes, so that job is 1770 crores, which is including GST. So including GST is the figure. वो थोड़ा सा लिखने में गलती हो गई थी for including GST का figure, because like 90% of the contract comes excluding GST. So it was a typo error. So it is 1500 crore without GST.
Okay, sir, the second question is, अभी हम लोग मेट्रो और जैसे आप ले रहे हैं उसके अलावा पेन एरिया में मैं देख रहा हूँ जैसे लखनऊ में कन्वेंशन सेंटर और दिल्ली में भी बीबीसी के साथ अभी आप जैसे कर्नाटका में भी ये स्टेडियम, तो ये कुछ ऐसे ऑर्डर लग रहे हैं जिनका शायद मेरे हिसाब से मानसून से इफेक्ट नहीं होगा आपका जैसे सेकेंड क्वार्टर हमेशा कमजोर होता है उसमें कहीं ना कहीं ये आप चेंज कर रहे हैं क्या सिर्फ, मतलब कुछ ऐसे और ये शायद थोड़े मार्जिन में भी अच्छे मार्जिन देने वाले प्रोजेक्ट है, तो क्या आप इसके बारे में मेरे को थोड़ा सा जान पाएंगे?
If you look at companies, think Chandra ji, sorry Dinesh ji, we have been taking orders in the area where the company's strength lies. Agar aaj bhi aap company ka order book dekhenge to jo structures, metros aur road and road tunnels mein hamara focus hai, aur ye wala 1500 crore ka jo kaam hai ye stadium ka ek bahut hi exclusive work hai, jiske andar jo sports ke andar jis tarike ki aage government focus kar rahi hai. So if we get this certificate, we will have opportunity to bid for similar projects in future also. And this is an exclusive work, so we have taken at a margin which we'll be able to maintain our margins that we have given.
तो सर कहीं ना कहीं ये महाराष्ट्र से एक्सपेंड होके पैन इंडिया की तरफ जाना होगा ना कहीं ना कहीं आप मतलब यूपी में है और इन दिनों में देख रहा हूँ पहले आप महाराष्ट्र पे ज्यादा सेंट्रल आए थे लेकिन लास्ट टाइम से मैं देख रहा हूँ पिछले साल तो 500 करोड़ के ऑर्डर मिले
2000 अगर आप देखेंगे तो 2012 में 80% ऑफ द ऑर्डर बुक वॉज आउटसाइड महाराष्ट्र तो एंड करेंट फ्रॉम लास्ट 7 years हमारा 7 से 10 साल से कंपनी पैन इंडिया काम ले रही है एंड वी आर करेंटली ऑल्सो वर्किंग इन 7 states सो इट इज नॉट दैट वी हैव स्टार्टेड इट नाउ महाराष्ट्र इज अवर प्रेफरेंस इफ वी गेट सम गुड मार्जिन वर्क इन महाराष्ट्र दैट्स अवर प्राइमरी फोकस बाकी हमारे मार्जिन पे हमको कहीं भी काम में और भी नए स्टेट खोलने पड़े तो वी आर ओपन सो वी आर बिडिंग फॉर जॉब हमारे मार्जिन पे हमको काम मिलेगा हम लेंगे
तो सर जो आप 1 million का टारगेट दिया था वो उस समय के हिसाब से 7,500 करोड़ रुपए तो आपको लग रहा है कि इस बार वो इसी में होगा
आप जैसे ये पॉइंट आप बता चुके हैं 7,500 करोड़ जो डॉलर की वजह से जो चेंज हुआ है और अगर ये पिछला साल अगर ये बेहतर नहीं जाता जो डाउन हुआ तो हम इस साल अपना 7,500 करोड़ का टॉप लाइन अचीव कर ही देंगे तो लास्ट 1 year हैज बीन देयर वो 1 साल लेट होगा कंपनी को मार्जिन हमारी कंपनी का अनलेस वी मेक मार्जिन हमको ग्रोथ नहीं चाहिए वी डोंट वांट टू बिकम ए फॉलो कंपनी वेयर वी डोंट हैव मार्जिन एंड वी आर जस्ट डूइंग टॉप लाइन एंड मेकिंग एवरीवन ए रोजी पिक्चर आपके पास जब तक मार्जिन नहीं है धंधा करके फायदा क्या है सर मैं फ्लैट टॉप लाइन
ये तो मैंने देखा सर आपका ये तो इंटेंट है क्योंकि इसका सबसे बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल है पिछले साल आपने सिर्फ 500 करोड़ के ऑर्डर दिए क्योंकि जब आप प्योर ईपीसी और आप कोई भी जैसे हम हो तो उसके आधार पे कोई मतलब ऑर्डर नहीं लेते प्योर ईपीसी प्ले करते और अपने सपोर्ट अपनी कंडीशन अपने मार्जिन पे ये तो मैंने देखा ही थी
रिकॉग्नाइज किया गए साल का ऑर्डर बुक उससे पहले साल का ऑर्डर बुक हमें अगर हमारे मार्जिन पे काम नहीं मिलेगा हम हमारे इन्वेस्टरों के पास हाथ जोड़ के आ जाएंगे कि साहब हमें हमारे मार्जिन पे काम नहीं मिला बट हम जाके सिर्फ इन्वेस्टर्स को गलत पिक्चर पोर्ट्रे करके गलत रेटों पे काम ना हमने लिया है ना हम लेंगे हम टॉप लाइन फ्लैट रखेंगे या थोड़ा माइनस हो जाए वो हमें चलेगा लेकिन अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतनी है कि भगवान के उससे हमें वो दिन देखने की जरूरत नहीं है 7,000 करोड़ का ऑर्डर बुक हम बुक कर चुके हैं और आने वाले पीरियड में और 3,000 को आराम से हम बुक कर लेंगे सो हमने कब कहा और उसमें साल दो साल अगर हम अपने विजन से जब तक आपका कोई विजन नहीं है आप कभी अचीव नहीं करेंगे सो वी हैड ए विजन ऑफ 7,500 जो हमारा 1 साल 2 साल आगे पीछे हो रहा है बट दैट्स ओके बिना मार्जिन के हमको धंधा नहीं करना एंड दैट्स आवर फिलोसॉफी वी आर स्टिकिंग
सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट यू मिस्टर दिनेश आई विल रिक्वेस्ट यू टू रीजॉइन द क्यू फॉर अ फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज ऑन द लाइन ऑफ ध्वनीत सालवाला फ्रॉम सावला फैमिली ऑफिस प्लीज गो अहेड
हाय सर फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल वेलकम बैक टू द कॉल I have two questions. The first is on the March, during the March call, I think so we had had a working capital days which were sub 100. Are we planning to improvement in further working capital days from that point where we can see further reduction? And my second question is like, is actually from a wrong discussion which is there on the call. That of a 7,500 crore order book at the top line, which we are targeting. Okay, so since we are such a margin focused business, isn't it better that we start projecting it everything on the basis of kind of profitability or EBITDA, which kind of we want to achieve going forward, rather than focusing too much on the top line?
Hi, Dhwanit. So first of all, about the working capital cycle as of right now is now 103. We have always been saying we'll maintain around 120 and we have improved it in these 2 years if you see. So right now also we intend to keep it in this range only of 100 and 110, 100 to 110, not more than that. So this is about the working capital and about the top line, the profit, like as you see, we are always focused on bottom line growth only. It's not like top line growth as what you are also saying. So, this thing, Our target of 7,500 crores for FY27 is now shifted to FY28. So we'll be doing a 7,500 crores by FY28 now, with similar margins of 14% to 15% EBITDA.
Yeah, so going by that logic, it's like more like we are saying that we'll have like a 1,000-1,500 crore EBITDA kind of for the FY28, right? Given the current pipeline, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And just a small question. The right now there are monsoons. You have made sure the project, the estimates based on a certain level of monsoon. Can you say that what kind of monsoon season are you expecting for that this kind of work can continue? Because if the monsoon keeps running through, anyways we had a delayed start. If it keeps running through October or something like that, then we might have a further delay in execution of our current project. Correct?
So right now we have our project spread out throughout India. It's not only Mumbai, correct? So it's Delhi also, Chennai also. The monsoons are differently in different states. So right now, like July, if you see, of course, the first 10 days was very bad. No work could have been done. But now work is going on in all other sites also. Apart from some particular projects where, like, you know, because of monsoon, you cannot do like this Vadwan and all. So whether the earthwork cannot be done in rains. So all other projects, the works are going on in rains also. No problem.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, Dwanit.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rahul Kumar from Vaikarya Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just one question. I think you mentioned the execution challenges because of the water supply issues from BMC. So how has that situation been now? And
It was a temporary issue, Rahul. It's already sorted and things are on track. So absolutely there is no issue right now. It was just before the rains that it was bothering. Now we have sufficient rain, so absolutely there is no problem with it.
Okay. Second question was, I think we have heard from some construction companies that there's some cash flow issues for the contractors from the Maharashtra government. So how's your experience been over the, let's say, last 6 to 9 months in terms of basically, cash flow?
Rahul, that is basically with irrigation and PWD people that they are having issues. For us, when with DMRC, MMRDA, MSRDC, BMC, NHAI, there is absolutely no issue and we are getting prompt payments from them. So it's quite regular cash flow and absolutely no problem with regards to that.
Okay. Understood. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, we take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Gupta for closing comments.
So looking ahead, we remain focused on disciplined execution, agility in navigating market dynamics, and delivering transformative infrastructure projects that contribute meaningfully to economic progress. Backed by the strength of our people and a clear strategic vision, I am optimistic that FY27 will mark the beginning of a stronger growth trajectory, creating enduring value for all stakeholders. Please feel free to reach out to our IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all and have a great day.
On behalf of Jay Kumar Infra Projects Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.